Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I have, everything I am. It's yours. Yours, yours, everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh, Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Jesus, amen. Nobody, nobody, no way, no how. Nobody can do us like Jesus. So I don't know what you're in need of, but God is in the room. Hey, God is in the room. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, come on in. See about your people. Oh, wonderful Savior. Whatever you need, God has got it. Amen. Whatever you need, God has got it. Hey, this is the house of prayer. Hey, this is a thank you, Jesus. This is God's hospital. Hey, whatever you might be in need of. Right now, he's in the room, have it, Lord,
Jesus. We need you to come right now. We need the spirit that unifies that comes right now. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you come and you unify us in this service. In the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus right now. We plead the blood of Jesus right now. Unify us in the name of Jesus. We need you right now to take control of this service. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we bind the enemy or the attack of the enemy in this service right now. Unify. Come under the blood. The blood prevails. We come to unify. We come to lift you up together. No divisiveness. In the name of Jesus. All by my daddy. Unify. In the name of Jesus. Under the blood, we prevail right now. Right now. Nobody can do it like you. Nobody can do it like you. Nobody, we are your children. Nobody can do us like you. And Lord, here we are right now, and we are being subjected to your will. We are being subjected to your power. We are being subjected to your anointing. Hey, yes, Lord, because all things must come subjected to you. So here we are right now. We are leaning on to you. Yes, Lord, we are leaning on to you. Lord, help me. No, but oh God, we need you right now to move by your spirit. Yes, Lord, because God, we come here for no other purpose, but to praise you, no other purpose, but to give you glory, no other purpose, but to worship you, no other purpose, Lord, but to give you glory, because we are thankful, Lord. We are thankful, Lord. You brought us over the highways. You brought us over the byways. You intervened when the devil wanted to prevail. But oh God, all power is in your hand. The devil in hell cannot prevent. The devil in hell cannot succeed. Got your God all by yourself. Hey, thank you. Yes, Lord. We ask you that you come right now, to this anointed woman of God. Hey, yes, Lord, you brought her all the way over, Lord. Lord, we even in this technology, we rebuke the enemy, even in technology, because God's your word got to go forth. Yes, Lord, so whatever you have to say to us, be your people, in the name of Jesus. Those of you who are listening, this is like ripples. Hallelujah. Yes, it is that too, but it's prophetic. Outreach Center, -LRMG, amen. We're located at 12025. Yes, Lord, bless your, thank you, Griffin Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Our phone number is 216 216-
538-538-0432. Amen. We're here to hear this anointed woman of God. Amen. If you haven't heard her, you don't know what you're in for. Amen. Because she's an anointed woman of God, coming all the way from East Point, Michigan. Amen. One of our sister chapels, and the saints that came along with her. Lord, we thank you now for speaking the word of faith, our ministry there, LRMG. We're going to receive this anointed woman of God by saying this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord. I thank you. Father God, I come humbly before the throne of grace today. As I take my seat and the Holy Spirit come forth and minister to us this day, Lord, I want to say thank you. Lord God, I thank you. I praise you, Lord God. As I was standing and coming forth, I heard this song, how they said they searched high and low and couldn't find nobody. Hallelujah. So, Lord God, as I began to search your 66 books, your words, I find you in it all, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you because I was searching, Lord. Holy, look at high and look at low through your word. How you see the Lord shouting, but God, I found you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you for you say you have golden nuggets to speak unto us this day. And Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your word decrees and declare that when you send it out, that it shall not come back void, but it shall go forth and accomplish that which you sent your word to do. So, Lord God, I believe it. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I just want to praise you just for a minute because I can't do nothing until I magnify your name. Father God, you said it's in my praise that moves you. Hallelujah. And then your praise takes me into that worship, and that worship takes me in and behind the veil, Lord. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, that I am constantly reminded that I am led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And Lord God, except you are a clean and a holy vessel, you are not led by the Holy Ghost. You said, I must tell them that they heard about being led by the Holy Ghost. But if you are not a clean vessel, hallelujah, you are not led by the Holy Ghost. Yeah. For the word decrees and declares to be on watch for wolves and sheep's clothing, Father God. So therefore that decrees and declare what your word says. And except you be led by the Holy Ghost. Yes. Lord, I remember that I was lost. There was unclean spirits that dwell in me. But it wasn't until I came into repentance, hallelujah, that your blood cleansed and washed me. And then as I asked to be filled with the Holy Ghost, you have to petition God to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, so you got to tell them that many are professing to be filled, professing to be led by the Holy Ghost, but it's a lie. Hiya. That's why David said, created me a clean heart so that I wouldn't sin against you. See, David had blood on his hands. I don't know why I have the scripture, but heaven take me this way. See, David had some unclean hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. David had some unclean eyesight. Hallelujah. He had high eyesight. But see, these things couldn't come forth in David if he didn't possess that within him. There was no Holy Ghost in David at that time. I don't care how much David prayed, how much David confessed and loved God, there were unclean spirits in him. Hallelujah. That caused him to look into a place that he had no need to be looking. And he was a king. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yes, see that is. God said, I got some people that are in places, high places. Oh, yes, say, I say they're kings, hallelujah, they're prophets, hallelujah, they're bishops, hallelujah, they're the mother's board, they're the deaconess, hallelujah, they have, glory to God, but they got blood on their hands. They're not being led by the Holy Ghost. See, David looked into a place that he had no right. And because of the sin that was in him, hallelujah, when the word decrees and declares that I will not dwell in an unclean temple, David was not led by no Holy Ghost, but David was led by unclean spirits that caused him to look into a place that produced sin, hallelujah. That's why David cried. I want to ask you today, why are you crying? Why are you crying? And not why David cried. David cried because David had an unclean spirit on the inside of him. Yes, he was King David. Oh, but they want to excuse Bathsheba. Bathsheba ain't clean either. I don't care who called you. You don't have to submit to them. For the word decrees and declares, many are called, but few are chosen. So some just got up and went. Bathsheba just got up and went. Hallelujah, glory to God. But they make King David seem like he was in this all by himself. Hallelujah. The word decrees and declares, how can two walk together except they agree? Bathsheba came into an agreement with David. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And because of his lust, there's some things in our lives because we want to do it our way will cause you to sin. Right. Come on, somebody. So David just didn't stop at the lust of the flesh. It turned him into a murderer. Come on, somebody. Who's sending you to the front line because they want to slaughter you? Some folks want us on the front line because they know we stand for righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In this season, we're not going places just because we want to, but we're going because we've been sent. Hallelujah, glory to God. And there's a difference. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. And so then she conceived.
Thank you,
Jesus. Why did David cry? There's all kind of cries.
Yeah.
David cried out loud and spared not because blood was on the king's hand.
Yeah.
I want to know, is there some blood on your hands today, King? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank God for the Holy Ghost and for laying the foundation. Amen. Today. Glory to God. If you go to Psalm chapter 15, the first verse, I won't be before you long, but I'm just going to give you what the Holy Ghost gave me. See, I was looking high and low. And as I was sitting there in my waiting, I remember God said, we got to be ever so ready. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then I was given on about, fill me up, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For I am empty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes don't you feel empty. Hallelujah. But see, it's all right to say that you're empty, because see, that's what God wants you. He wants you empty. But sometimes we so full, and we so full of mess, hallelujah, and we think that what's in us is good, hallelujah. But God said, it's all right to say I'm empty. Now, that means that God can come in and fill you with the Holy Ghost. See, when you repent, you become empty. When you get out of your stack, hallelujah, God can come in, hallelujah, and fill you with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. So we need him to fill us up today, hallelujah. But I need you to get empty. I need you to forget everything that you think you know, hallelujah. I don't care what school you've been to. I don't care about what tag they don't put on you. They want to tag you. But hallelujah, every time I come to the chapel, number one, and I pass different places, I remember where this little church was, hallelujah, where I was commissioned to come, didn't have money to come, but God sent somebody by to bless me to give me money to come all the way to Cleveland, Ohio, amen. And I can remember when Chief Apostle laid his hand upon me, hallelujah, glory to God, and imparted the apostle in my life. Come on here. See, some of you just got some paperwork off the computer, but it's nothing like an impartation by the Holy Ghost. And if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, you can't impart nothing in nobody. So you imparted something, and it was called the Ghost, but it wasn't the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I thank God. I don't need man to validate me, but I thank God for the instrument and the vessel and the tool that is full and anointed, hallelujah, with the Holy Ghost, and that with fire that is able to make a transfer and a deposit in me through the Holy Ghost, who is his head and director. Come on here. Hallelujah. You come on, Holy Spirit. You go ahead on and speak through this vessel today. And the scripture will read, the Lord who shall abide in thy tabernacle, who shall dwell in thy holy hill. We don't ask questions no more. Hallelujah. But we need to know who dwells and where they dwell. Come on here. You just running in and everywhere, and you wonder why you got to cry out. You got to cry out because you've been contaminated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, he that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. Be speaking the truth in your heart.
Yeah. All right, all right.
That's why we were saying earlier today, David was crying out, created me a clean heart. So I don't sin against you. That's why you got to be empty. Only way you're going to be empty is you're going to come up out of yourself and you're going to repent. Hallelujah, glory to God. And you're going to confess your faults one to another. But hey, go to Jesus.
Go to Jesus.
Quit trying to tell somebody else it's their fault that you've fallen into sin.
Right.
No, that she was just as guilty as David. Hallelujah, glory to God. She didn't have to commit that sin. You know, so stop lying. You can walk away. When you find yourself in dire temptation, you don't have to submit to that, because if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, and I know about that, when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, for real, God will expose that demon. He'll let you know what's coming up on you, because the word decrees and declares that I will not, brethren, I will not have you be ignorant to the devices of Satan. Hallelujah. And God has decreed and declared that his word shall not come back void. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So how can you expect the Holy Ghost to dwell in an unclean temple? Stand here over in Psalms 15, verse 2. He that walketh upright and worketh righteousness, he that worketh no evil and damnation, hallelujah, and speaketh the truth in his heart. Not a lie.
Right,
not a lie. We got folks around here proper lying. Hallelujah. And if you go to Psalms 18, verse 1, he says, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. When's the last time you told God that you're going to love him? Hallelujah, glory to God. And here you trying to have a relationship, and you don't have a first relationship. When God gave you the first invitation, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things I'll add up to you. The reason why you don't have, you try to draw from the kingdom and you haven't put anything in the kingdom. He said, except you deny yourself. Hallelujah, glory to God. And if my people, who, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then shall I heal their land. Oh, yeah, that's the word. Hallelujah, glory to God. He said, the Lord is my rock. Do you believe that the Lord is your rock? And my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Honey, some of your high tower is in the next person that winks and blinks at you. Some of it is that preacher in that two-piece, three-piece suit with the alligator shoes. Some of these women, they're trying to be first. There is no first. Elect lady is kingdom. Come on here. She walks different, stands different, tastes different. Come on. But I don't care. They can call you first. But when you possess election, it's just there. Hallelujah. God, call me what you want to. But it's my walk. It's my relationship in God. Hallelujah. Because I don't have to wrestle for no position when I've been already given a position and authority. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my own enemies. See, that's no problem. You don't know you got a DNA problem. Hallelujah. You don't know what your bloodline really is, glory to God. You done got confused. Huh? But except you be empty. Huh? Hallelujah, Jesus. Huh? You don't have the right DNA. Huh? You got counterfeit blood. Huh? And that don't work. Huh? Hallelujah, Jesus. Huh? Oh, I said, I wouldn't be before you long here. Glory to God. I just thank the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It says over in Psalms 27. Hallelujah. Hear how you say, yes, Lord. Verse 1. The Lord is my light. Can you truly say that the Lord is your light? Hallelujah. And my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength. And my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, I say the wicked, the things that come up in your mind, the things that get up in your ear gates, the things that get up in your heart, God said, and when the wicked, hallelujah, Jesus, even my own enemies and my foes come upon me to eat up my flesh, they shall stumble and fall. You got to believe that when you find yourself in a place that they shall fall. Hallelujah. But if you haven't been empty, if you don't have a repentant heart, and if you don't have a prayer life, even in the midst of all things, you can tell God, thank you. Ain't no enemy going to stumble and fall for you. He said, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. I am confident when I was sitting waiting for the Holy Ghost to come in and direct my path. I was confident that God called me, sanctified me. I can go anywhere because I remember one day in October when I came to Cleveland, Ohio. I was filled with the apostleship, and I knew that when I went back to my own country in Detroit, you might have called me an apostle, but now I knew without a shadow of doubt that I am who God said that I am. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can you say that you are who God said that you are? Or do you tremble? And do you get feeble? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. He said, I see there's some things that they get all around me sometimes. Sometimes I gotta cry, but I'll be doing a different kind of cry. Not because the blood is on my hands, but because my heart is for the people. Because I love them so much. And I say, oh, Lord, Lord, why? But God said, you got to remember. They rejected me, even those that followed me, and they were saying, yay, but on the day of my way to crucifixion, they were right there with the ones that was taking me down. They denied even then, they were hiding behind those that didn't even love me. So think it not strange. Sometimes you go to cry, but it's a different type of cry. Because you're asking Jesus, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Let me stand down. And the word of God says, though they slay me, yet will I trust him. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to get slaves, but you got to understand, except you be rejected, except you repent. Hallelujah. You go walk with Jesus. Jesus said it is his righteousness that covers you. He said, because there's no good thing within us. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's why you got to have a personal relationship with him for yourself, so that you can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. When people testify, something told me, I can identify with something. Because one thing about God, he says, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Hallelujah, it is the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost power. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's his blood. The blood of Jesus. Not any kind of blood. Can't no man's blood do what the blood of Jesus do. And except you be washed and cleansed and born again, you shall not and you cannot be delivered. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And it goes on to say, one more thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Oh, folks don't want to inquire in his temple no more. They want to get a quick fix. There is no quick fix in Jesus. You got to die. Hallelujah. You got to die to the ways of this world, your friends, your mama, your daddy. Hallelujah. And you got to understand that whatever you was delivered from, that spirit is still on the inside of you. And that old smooth foot slot thing will come and sit something and try to stir that thing up. That's why you got to dwell night and day. Hallelujah, Jesus. He ain't looking for a fancy prayer. All you got to say is me. It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Oh Lord, my faith is kind of weak, but I heard about you, Jesus. You've done lots of things for me before, and God, I decree and declare by your word that it's not over. Oh God, I heard that you are God, not only of a one chance, two chance, three chance. Can't nobody put no mark on your chance but you. Hallelujah. But you got to watch your walk, because you can get up in situation, and the word is S-I-N. After a while, if you ain't careful, you'll get comfortable in your sin, and that will take you out. God said when you come, hallelujah, Jesus, why you got to be humble. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to show up in sorrow. You got to show up and sick and tired, and that same old stuff. Or when the enemy comes, you got to tell those smooth foot, I'm not coming back to my vomit. Hallelujah, Jesus. It don't matter if your friends don't understand it, but you know what spirit is talking to you. Hallelujah. And then we're going on over. And I think it's going to cancel on out here. And we'll turn it back to the chief apostle over in the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter, the first verse. He said, everyone that thirst, come ye to the waters, and he that have no money, come. Ye buy and eat, yea, come. Buy wine and milk without money and without a price. So Jesus told you today, just come. You don't need no money. All you need to do is come to Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and the labor for that which is not satisfying now? Why are you wasting your time? Why are you wasting your time?
Yeah.
I'm 66 years young.
All right.
They don't like it because I talk about me. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
See, nothing can get delivered, and they know you're lying.
Yeah,
all right, preacher, they know you're lying. See, I got a lot of women in my church, and they lonely. So I'm telling you, I can tell you right here on this television line, whatever. Put your toys away because you're still going to hell if you don't.
All right.
You think that's not fornication? Yes, it is. Same thing.
Okay.
And you, how can you think about a husband when Jesus is your husband? Come on now.
Hey,
you don't have a relationship with him. You don't love on him.
Well,
you don't trust him.
Uh-huh.
So what does the earthly man have to get?
Right.
You got your unfaithfulness?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Well,
everything that you're not doing for Jesus, your real husband.
Uh-huh.
You don't know how to court.
Well,
the Bible says speak the word only. And you beat up old people.
Well, right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And the saints is the worst word. You get more love on the outside than you do inside.
All right.
What is wrong with that picture?
What is wrong with that picture? Yeah.
We do more stealing and cutting than anybody.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Go ahead. Oh, I just thank the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, thank you.
See, it's good when you empty. Hallelujah. I didn't say not prepared.
All right.
God said, be ever so ready. God's not a fool. He know who he called.
Right.
He know who he chose.
All right.
He know who he can trust.
Oh, yeah.
He said, if you be ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you also.
All right.
And where it decrees and goes on. So he said, why are you wasting your time? Why are you wasting your time buying things that prosper you not? Something broke out on me last week, and I didn't know what it was.
Uh-huh.
I said, something broke out on me.
Uh-huh.
He said, we're in the world, but not of the world.
Well,
hallelujah. We're not exempt, even though we live in holy. Jesus didn't do anything wrong, but yet he died for our sins. So you think you're supposed to go through nothing? So someone looked up at my body and they began to see me and said, oh, you need to go to a physician. I want your urgent care. I'm here to tell you, it's an urgent care right now. It's a 911. You got to get to Jesus. And you got to get to him now. Right where you sit, right where you're listening. You got to fall off right there. Or stand up in his eyes to listen. Let me be cute, God said, right here, right now. Right now. That's what he wants. And so when I went to the doctor, he didn't have to touch me. But I could see the glory of God all over this man. And so when he saw the condition, that's just like Jesus. When Jesus already knows the condition, but then he just looked at it. And then he can tell you just what to do with it. But the problem is, we don't stay around long enough to get the instruction so we can get delivered. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he told me what he wrote the prescription. And so he found out, he said, oh, so you're preaching. He said, well, no, don't come back on Sunday. He said, you come back on Tuesday. I went always so many places to get the medication, but after a while I got it. I rubbed that stuff on, and I began to see it disappear.
All right.
When you let Jesus just love on you.
Thank
you. You begin to see things dissipate.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes my knees hurt, but see, I don't think about the knee hurting. Because when I get the praise in him, there's not a pain in my body. But see, sometimes you got to keep that thorn on your side. God knows what he's doing. So that you won't forget who it is that's keeping you. Because sometimes we get too haughty, we get too proud.
Yeah.
You know, we got a cathedral, a bunch of people, and everybody's calling me from the north, south, and east, so we think we're going somewhere. No, I thank God. He said, despise our small beginnings. And except you be sick, you're just going on your own airwave anyway. Ain't nobody getting delivered. Ain't nobody getting saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he'll go into the small place. Hallelujah. Signs, wonders, and miracles manifesting after his word is spoken. Why? Because they're hungry, because they're thirsty for him. Happy folks, they want to go to these big places because they really got another agenda they want to have. They want to announce their money.